أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our look at Islamic ethics and education, and we've been focusing on the letter number 31 of Nahj al-Balagha, which Imam Ali alayhi salam had written to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam on his way back from Siffin when they'd camped at Al-Hadirin. Now, we've been looking at the aspect of wisdom. Remember, we were looking at a section, we just looked at the first few bits, and the one we were concentrating on yesterday was where Imam tells his son about his heart, and he says, وَنَّوِّرْهُ بِالْحِكْمَةِ, enlighten your heart with wisdom. And in that aspect, we were looking at the aspects of the wisdom of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran. In fact, a whole surah of the Quran is named after him. Now, let's just look at some of the aspects, and maybe some of you have heard these before, but enough at the dhikra, Quran says that reminder is beneficial. You know, he tells his son, these are things we find in ahadith besides the ayat I told you to look up yesterday. He says, oh my son, don't rely on people's praise or slander. Although you spend every ounce of your strength in this, you will not succeed in this affair. And his son says, oh father, I don't understand what you're saying. What do you mean? And Luqman says, let's go for a walk. Now they started off on their walk with an animal to ride on. Luqman sat on the animal while the son walked. And people said, how cruel is the old man? Although he is strong, he lets his son walk. So Luqman told his son, did you hear that? He said, yes, I did. So he told his son, okay, you ride the animal and I will follow you. The son rode the animal and Luqman was walking, and people said, look at this father and son. The father has not trained his son. His son is riding and the father, who should get respect, is walking. The son is very bad. And both of them are wrongdoers. And Luqman asked his son, did you hear that? And he said, yes. Then Luqman said, look, let's both ride on the animal. So they both rode on it. And some people passing by said, there is no mercy in the hearts of these two riders. Allah will not bless them. They're breaking the back of the animal. They have overloaded it. It was better for one of them to walk and one to ride. Luqman turned to his son and said, my son, did you hear that? And he said, yes. So Luqman said, let's now both walk. So they started walking, and people said, how strange these human beings are. They have an animal, but they walk. And Luqman told his son, you can never make people agree with you. Don't look for people's consent. Rather look for the consent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that will be a source of prosperity, both here in the here and in the hereafter. You know, it may sound like a very simple story, but it's got so much in it. All too often we lead our lives depending on what people will say. He tells his son, oh my son, I learnt 7,000 pieces of wisdom. You know, if you memorize only 4 of them, you will enter into Jannah. He says, strengthen your ship since the sea ahead of you is deep. Lighten the load of your sins because you have a rough course ahead of you. Increase your provisions because you have a long journey, and have sincerity in your actions because the accountant is very, very good at his job. My son, if you doubt death, take sleep away from yourself. You're unable to do so. If you doubt the day of judgment, take awakening away from you. You cannot do that either. If you think over these issues, you will understand that you are controlled by someone else. Sleep is death, and awakeness after sleep is your resurrection. You know, I remember this so vividly, because my father used to tell us that. I remember so vividly when one of my uncles was killed in a car crash. I couldn't understand the concept of death because I was very, very close to him. I could not understand what death was. And when I was very, very sleepy one night, he said, try to keep your eyes open. And I just couldn't. And he said, that's death, my child. It's like sleep. And it really did come back. If we kind of push it under the carpet and believe it doesn't exist, it does exist. He said, my son, the world is a deep sea in which an immense number of people are drowned. You use your iman in Allah as your ship in this sea. Let assurance in Allah be your sails. Let your piety be your provision. If you cross the sea safely, it's because of His blessings. And if you're destroyed, it is because of your own sins. O my son, for anything there is a sign by which it is recognized. He says, for iman, for religion, there are three signs: knowledge, faith, and acting according to them. For iman, there are three signs: believing in Allah, His books, and His prophets. For a scholar, there are three signs: knowing God, knowing knowledge, and knowing what God likes or dislikes. For a believer, there are three signs: salah, sawm, and zakah. For a mutakallif, a person who is not qualified for a job but accepts it, there are three signs: he quarrels with his superiors, he tells things he doesn't know, and he tries to do something he's not qualified for. For a tyrant, there are three signs: he's disobedient towards his superiors, he uses abusive, bullying behavior towards his inferiors, and he helps other tyrants. For sinners, he says, there are three signs: they commit treason, they tell lies, and they behave opposite to what they say. For a hypocrite, there are three signs: his tongue opposes his heart is different with his actions, and his appearance is different to his innate being. For a jealous person, there are three signs: he backbites in one's absence, he praises or he flatters in one's presence, and he blames one when there is trouble. For a squanderer, there are three signs: he sells things that are not his, he dresses in things which do not befit him, and he eats foods which are not his. For a lazy person, my son, there are three signs: he delays in his affairs so much that he is left behind, he dissipates so much that he spoils work, he wastes so much time that he commits sins. And finally, for a neglectful person, there are three signs: he commits errors, he forgets, and he is engrossed in entertainment. He continued to tell his son, there are three things which are not recognizable in three stages. A patient man is not recognizable except at the time of anger. A brave man is not recognizable except at war. And you do not recognize who your brother in iman is except when you need him. And finally, I'll end this section on Hazrat Luqman by a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which was an answer to Himad's question. Himad was a companion about Luqman and his wisdom. Imam Sadiq said, I swear by Allah that Allah has given Luqman wisdom not for his wealth or his family or his strength or his beauty. He was given wisdom because he was strong in worshipping Allah. He was pious, he was quiet, he was a deep thinker, and he always wanted to learn. He did not sleep at dawn. Nobody ever saw him doing anything that wasn't righteous. He was extremely modest. He never laughed just like that. He didn't get angry. He didn't participate in jest. And he didn't become depressed when something was taken away from him. He had children, and many of them died before his death, but he did not mourn and wail loudly at their funeral. When he passed two people who were quarreling, he stopped and tried to reconcile them. He asked people what they knew and learnt from them. He accompanied the scholars and the wise. He didn't meet kings or judges unless when he wanted to advise them. He used to learn things which made him defeat his desires. He cured his heart with thinking and his spirit by taking advice and lessons. He didn't perform anything unless it had a spiritual and worldly profit. And it is for these reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him wisdom.